This is Phil here, bringing you 3 hours of Boston and New England music. We have live performances, recorded performances, all kinds of performances from Boston and New England. Stick around because we have a big show for you this evening. I'm going to start everything off with a little luxury death trap. The song is called Evolve. 91.5. WMFO.
Hope, find some way to heaven, pray, 'cause the serpent's waiting. Pull me closer. I often don't want to wait. Even feathers carry weight. walls that hold you down. So far from heaven.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Thank you.
On the Town with Mikey Day. That was Linnea's Garden with Looking. The Glad Machine from Hey! Gave you San Francisco. The Difference Engine with Choke. Billy gave you Super Connected. I always have to break out that song every couple of months or so. And I started that big block off with Luxury Death Trap's latest single, Evolve. And now I promised you a big show. Now here we are. Introducing Reggie Pearl.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. This first song is called No Victims. This is unreleased. Ooh. With the leaves, they fall in forgotten, blamed on the season. There ain't grace with grieving. She shakes me, I shake back. I tremble and I fall fast.
See it now, but forever though. No song, no lie, no love, no light. Well, I couldn't see this one coming. Never knowing when it's time. I see it now. There ain't no use in running. Ride the ups and downs. There ain't no love for us left, baby. No love for us left.
This next one is called Floor Dweller, and it's gonna be on an album coming out next year, but we still don't know yet when, but whatever.
I've got fortune dwelling. You said this won't last forever. Maybe it don't last. Maybe it don't last. Maybe if I fight with fire, you might feel the burns you bless. Maybe it don't last. Maybe it won't last. How far can you run from? Rush past all of my youth. Keep me far from harm, and I'll be good to you. Oh, oh, I'll be. Guess all I want is make-up sex. To be held, to be had, and I don't feel that bad. I don't feel that bad. How far can you run from? Rush past all of my youth. Keep me far from harm, and I'll be good to you. Oh, oh. How far can you run from? Past all of my youth. Keep me far from harm, and I'll be good. Oh, I'll be good. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
Yeah. Oh. Reggie Burrow. All right. Y'all can talk now.
Hey. Gabe's here with us.
Yes.
We're going to put on the headphones so we look.
Yes. Yes. Gabe like with the horny horn.
The radio. Thank you so much for having
now
us.
Now you look all official radio.
Yeah.
Performance.
We need
people.
A picture of this to send to my mom. I'm documenting everything for her.
Oh, that's good. So what was that last one?
The last one is called Floor Dweller.
Floor Dweller.
Yes.
So why isn't the first one going to be on your album next year?
Well, because I just wrote the first one.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But I'm back in town, and I've been jamming it with Gabe, so I was super excited and wanted to give a little sneak peek of what is yet to come, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. All right, so I promised an interesting story to Reggie Pearl before we went on the air.
Yeah, I don't. I'm so... It could be anything.
Well, I mean, 20 minutes before airtime,
okay.
I'm driving in to come to the station, and you're pulling out of one driveway to turn around, and we nearly collided in the driveway.
Oh, my God. The sad thing is, like, I didn't even notice that. that's good to know.
You were turning around, and I was pulling out of the driveway, and you were going right toward the driveway.
Okay. Actually, yeah, it rings that, a bell now. Yeah,
that was me.
Oh my god! Hey, bestie. Yes.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I forgot how like aggressive Boston drivers were. I'm like, I'm in Missouri.
That street is also very narrow.
Yeah,
so.
this street's like
for a
two-way
street, it's pretty
here.
Narrow.
Yeah, no, I've been used to like country roads. I'm like, I can just do whatever I want. Not in Boston, that's for sure. Okay, I'm like, ugh,
okay.
Something to tie back into my not amazing driving.
Well, I'm not an amazing driver either. It's just.
Well, when a car, yeah, when like my car is coming towards your car.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, no!
Yeah.
I thought that would, and then I found out that you were unloading your car and now see the guitar. I'm like, oh,
did you see
crap,
my
I'm interviewing
sticker?
This person in like 15 minutes. And
oh my God, okay, well, LOL, but did you see my bumper sticker?
I did not.
Well, it's just silly, but I recently joined, like, the bumper sticker community.
Okay.
And it says, like, protected by angels. It's really cute.
Uh-huh.
It's giving, apparently, like, wholesome mom energy. That's what I was told by a friend. I thought it was, like, cool and, like, biblical angel-y, but it's not perceived that way at all, so.
Hey. Yeah. Well, I mean, considering all the other bumper stickers that you could get...
Yeah.
I mean, one of my personal favorites is a picture of a beetle and the word off. Bug
oh,
off.
Wow. I saw
know,
one
kind of
in St. Louis that just said yee yee, or one that said mama's boy. Both of those I was considering, but I decided to go with protected by angels.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
The yee yee was so big. It was so cool. I was startling a little bit.
No, so... So what is coming up for Reggie Pearl?
Yeah, so releasing an album probably around April, a little tour in March, maybe, yeah, in the works. I feel like I'm just being a bit more intentional with all of my projects, but the album that's coming out is stuff that I've been working on for, like, the past 4 years, so feels good to throw some, like, current stuff that I'm working on, like, when we do these, like, live shows, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been playing this music. It's evolved for, like, the past 4 years, so it feels good to finally put all my energy into it and then release it out for other people to perceive.
Very nice. So do you have any shows coming up, or is it just the record coming?
So we have a show December 17th at Pasta Planet in Brighton, which is, like, a house show.
Okay.
Which I love. And then...
Like, house shows can be fun, just don't call the cops.
Yeah, don't call the cops, please. And but they also, like, will pay better than a lot of, like, venue. Sorry, I just almost dropped a little. Oh,
beep.
Okay. But yeah, then we're playing some shows in Chicago, and I'm planning, like, a little Midwest tour with my bestie Frances Baker.
Okay.
And so we're trying to figure out the tour thing together, which will be hopefully less scary than doing it alone. And then once the album's out, something up in the East Coast. But I'm kind of trying to be all over the place, because yeah, why not?
So have you been kind of just doing the road dog thing for the last couple of years?
I've been living in Boston mostly, but I've been back in St. Louis back and forth the past like year or two, especially with COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm between those two spots, but I've been in Boston for the past few weeks and I'm like, oh, I forgot how nice it is up here, but terrifying to drive in, but super.
Just wait for the snow.
I know. It's actually snowed in Missouri already before Boston, which is very strange to me. Like it snowed.
Well,
like
we're on the coast, so yeah. when it snows, it's weather. Really bad.
Yeah.
So.
I'm no weather guy.
Yeah, no. Neither am I, and I'm a native. So.
You've been
anyway.
Through it.
All right. So, how can people reach you?
Okay, so Instagram is a good way to like stay up to date with like my shows and stuff. I will be getting a website soon. It's on my to-do list. So that should be happening. But Spotify and like all streaming platforms are a great way to hear my album in the future, and SoundCloud is like my little, where I release all my little demos and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the name on Instagram and all the socials?
Oh yeah. It's all under Reggie Pearl.
Okay. One word.
Yes, Reggie Pearl. Well, Reggie Pearl, two words on like Spotify and stuff. And then Instagram is Reggie Pearl, one word. And then Reggie has three G's in it because somebody's.
Reg G?
Well, I think of it as like Reggie.
Or Reg
like,
G.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. I think of it as like 666 if you look it upside down. I'm stretching it a little bit.
You are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, like, if you completely turn it upside down and sideways, it's giving 666. So, yeah. Y'all can do the math.
R-E-G-G-G.
Yeah,
I-E
something like
Pearl.
That. Yeah, please.
On the Instagrams. And then Reggie Pearl on all of the streamers.
Yes. And YouTube. I'm like, I've been on my YouTube game lately.
Okay.
So we got music. I'm like, for my next project, we have like a lot of music videos coming out soon. And just like live sessions. Like I'm girl bossing, so.
Okay.
Come
excellent.
Along.
Excellent.
Come along on this
excellent.
Girl boss journey.
So go on to your socials and look up Reggie Pearl.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in and playing.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh yeah, Andrew. Andrew is here. He hooked it all up.
You really did. My dream. My mom's gonna be like, this isn't just a hobby. So thank you.
Yeah, you mentioned that, but while we weren't on the air too, it's like. Oh yeah, this maybe I'll look official now.
Oh hell yeah, I'm looking official. I have my headphones on, like we're on the radio, baby. We live. Yeah.
You also have a camera here.
I brought my camera.
So I mean, this is the week of cameras because our live band later has a whole bunch of cameras set up.
That's so cool.
So they're going to be documenting their performance.
Yes.
So that's going to be.
I feel like
it's going to be great.
Intentional. Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Officer Rex will be on in about 45 minutes or so. But in the meantime, this is Crow Follow. Thank you again, Reggie Pearl.
Thank you.
I'm dreaming. a safer canyon on the other side. Pack up the horses. Destruction in their very being. I'm dreaming of a greener time, a safer canyon on the other side. Pack up the horses. To vapor and just let them pass. And as you leave them, all their sweet precision will run out of gas. Yeah, I'm dreaming of a greener time, a safer harbor on the other side. It's a long ride.
about the truck you used to drive. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. Clothes that you wore made us all crack a smile. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. Thank them all for the flowers, some of the nicest cards I've ever read. Some of them stay for a couple of hours, some couldn't. Sure, I don't drink as much now that you're dead. No longer fighting for the blankets now that you're dead. Can't help but feel we're finally in touch. Gardens. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. No one said thanks, please I beg your pardon. It's funny no one cares now that you're dead. Thank them all for just showing up. I asked them if they'd had a real time. On the bed, another social photo op. It's sad but true, love is blind. Now that you're dead, everything has been a little quiet. Now that you're dead, I'm almost sure.
of Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.